back to. And the Rafters will still be with us, and we'll be back with them in a few moments. But meanwhile, Jody, which wonderful person have we actually got online at present who spent 12 years with ITN, 40 years broadcasting experience in sound, so when it comes to kind of getting the right sound, the perfect sound, ensuring that everything else is balanced, etc., he is the go-to person, particularly if you're looking for oldcenturysounds.co.uk. Whom do you think we could be referring to?
I think we could be referring to Ken Meller.
Not the legend that is Ken Meller. Ken Meller, are you there, Ken?
I am indeed.
Excellent. So, Ken, talk to us about 40 years in the sound industry, 12 years with ITN. I bet you've had a few politicians who might have had the occasional gaffe and said, what's he doing, that sound man?
Well, my claim to fame until David Cameron came along was that I'd worked with every Prime Minister since Harold Macmillan.
Wonderful. That's what we like to hear. Any favourites?
Mrs. Thatcher, really.
She
was the one to interview.
Was she a laugh? I mean, did she sort of crack a few jollies in between times?
Yeah, she was. And, of course, many of them were once the camera had stopped rolling and the lights had been turned off.
It's always a way. I mean, we've got a band in the studio at present, actually. Is this the first radio interview you've actually done, guys? The first formal radio interview?
My first radio.
They've
got a photo shoot this afternoon. They're just getting used to the whole sort of media entourage, etc. I mean, Ken, have you done any work with musicians and bands?
Yes, I started in the record industry back in the 50s, actually.
All the greats were there, of course. Go on, share some names. Go on, mention a few sort of names who you worked with.
Well, we're talking pre-Beatles, of course. So we're talking the Matt Monroes, the Ronnie Hilton. These are names which probably don't mean anything to you.
Ken, every Wednesday, and without fail, we feature Matt Monroe's daughter, Michelle Monroe. Isn't this right, Jodie?
We certainly do. Oh, yes, regular on the midweek drive.
Matt was a great guy, of course. Anybody of that period would know what a wonderful guy he was.
Well, we still feel he resonates even today, effectively, from that point of view. In fact, I wait with eagerness for the time when the Rafters do a cover version of Born Free. It'll happen. Yeah. If the propeller heads can actually do various other things, your Born Free will be there. We're sorting through that. So, music, 12 years, as you said, with respect to ITN. Has it always been sound that's particularly appeals to yourself?
Yes, it is. I come from a long background of the cinema industry. Father, grandfather started in the cinema industry in Yorkshire. So I grew up, really, with that sort of background. And sound always had the appeal to me. I was never interested in camera work. So I went into the record industry with the ambition to get out into the film and television industry as a sound recordist, and finally went freelance in 1960 and spent 40 plus years doing just that.
People often forget just how important that sound can actually be until it's not there, or it's lousy, you can't hear it, or in the case of certain American actors...
Often the case today, of course, yeah,
They just mumble. I mean, from somebody from your own point of view, I mean, there's quite an art in terms of getting the right balance right for these things.
Yes, there is. You've got to try and... to a sound recordist, there's a standing joke that all sound recordists are deaf. But what that really means is that the sound recordist is listening behind the sound which he's recording. He's listening for anything in the background, so he's never aware of what the person is saying that is being interviewed very often.
It's always a curious, bizarre scenario that we've got in all sorts of ways from that point of view. Amy, questions for yourself that you'd like to put to our sign man, Ken Miller, here, in terms of... Because, I mean, I often tell them, I mean, this morning, I say with the band, it's sort of an old sound test that we use, certainly in the joys of radio, to ask people what they had for breakfast, simply to actually sort of get a flavour for what kind of voice they're going to actually project, really, if any, in many ways, really.
Ask him what you have for breakfast then, Ken?
Yes, that's a question I must have asked 10 million times.
10 million times.
And it always threw people. It's amazing. Even politicians or trade union officials, it always threw them. It was a question that they thought was some sort of trick question. I remember Ian Paisley in Belfast once. He thought it was some sort of trick question to...
Well, sure enough, Ian Wood. I mean, and that's sort of a Belfast character, you know. He says, "What about breakfast? What are we around here?" Sorry, it's a pathetic impersonation, and it's too early in the morning.
Not too bad,
etc. Amy, your interview. Anything else you'd like to add? Speechless.
No, yeah, it's speechless.
You sort of do with respect to that.
This is often that happens when you're trying to interview somebody.
It's just sort of overwhelmed with the sheer magical nature of the sound setup. Have we sorted out what that issue was, by the way, Jodie? Can we talk about it on her?
We're hoping that she might call back. We've kind of lost the phone call.
How bizarre. That's strange. I don't know. So sometimes, Ken, you know, you run a radio station, people phone in, you'd think they'd learn. I mean, you know.
Oh,
it's,
I know.
It's just, you know, please, you know. Yeah, it's probably stalkers for the rafters. Yeah, that's the key thing. I've heard that Pete actually has had one or two difficulties already with the whole thing. It's all right. It's just sigh, but never mind. That's the whole thing. Jody, anything you'd like to ask Ken Mellor about his lifetime? Because actually, Ken, Jody is about to make her way over to Los Angeles, where she's going to be speaking to some of our LA correspondents, Phil Leonis, ace director and presenter, in fact, of a series called Chill Pack Hollywood. Also, Kelly Duncan Joyner from the fabulous Tom Chasen agency, etc. Because why, you might well ask? Because Jody is a writer, okay? She's a writer from that point of view. So it's got the interpretation of her words when the microphones go live, which is crucial. But anyway, Jody, questions for Ken.
Ken, if somebody wants to get into the TV or film industry, what would you advise is the best kind of way to go about it?
A question that many parents have asked me over the years.
10 million times, really, I would have thought, really.
I never really know the answer to that because we're living in difficult times now, and of course organisations like the BBC and ITV no longer have training schemes. This is the great sad thing. But of course, by that also, the technology, there aren't the vacancies for technicians now because, as you know yourself, the way technology has moved on in sound and picture, they're limited now to the number of people that are required. So it is very difficult, I must confess. The only way I can suggest is getting in on a free basis with a local radio station and work for free if you need be, just to get yourself into the system and know the routine of things.
Of course, if they always brought back slavery, that would help. You know, I mean, there are lots of media organisations that could probably say, you know, would you want
those
slave?
Days never do come back.
No, it's a different thought from that point of view. Obviously, big shift in terms of film, in terms of musicians, in terms of politicians and so on. Any particular favourites, Ken, with respect to that? Or is it what you're currently doing now with Old Century Sounds?
Yes, Old Century Sounds. I have a passion for things like cinema organs, which most major cinemas had an organ, of course, back in the good old days. And I spent a lot of time in the 1960s with a sound colleague who's no longer with us, recording these. So and now there's a great nostalgia for this sort of thing, Wurlitzer organs, of course, of the past. So
I've often
that's
said
occupying
that
a lot of my time.
One
now.
Of the things we need here at Siren, indeed our sister station Southside Broadcasting, is indeed an organ that actually emerges from the floor at the start of each show.
Yes, that would be, really is the old...
In fact, maybe actually the rafters could consider incorporating that into a stage sort of aspect, just kind of like an emergence. Just a thought there. Yes, perhaps that will sort of avoid from that point of view. So what can people find or expect to find if they want to check out oldcenturysounds.co.uk?
Well, as the name implies, it's music from the old century, and as I mentioned, cinema organs is one. Fairground organs are another. They were a lovely old thing, which of course go way back into the 19th century actually. We also spent a lot of time in the 1960s recording these. And of course also for railway enthusiasts we have a range of steam locomotive sounds and electronic organ CDs and spoken word. We do a range of spoken word documentary type CDs. So there's something for everybody, and if young people are looking to buy Grandad something for Christmas, I'm sure they'd find something there.
As a unique 21st century, almost postmodern line, I have to say, and I'm looking at the website now, documentary sounds on CD with a large helping of nostalgia, including steam and diesel locomotion. And, there's part of me, actually, which quite likes the notion. I mean, obviously, we just identified for Amy's benefit that, yes, Christmas is again on December the 25th this year. Standing, Amy, but there we are. Possibility for the family, CD of steam locomotive and diesel locomotive sounds. It could be just what the magic's there. And, you know, there used to be a big market, of course, Ken, you may recall,
they did indeed,
for BBC sound effects.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
and on vinyl. So, Jody, could have the family's presents sorted out here in one fell swoop.
Yes, quite possibly.
Outstanding. Ken, it's been absolutely fantastic just touching base with you this morning. I know we'll sort of look to come back to you, but I'm going to ask Amy to throw those last two questions at you. So go on, Amy. It's preparation for next week.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
Yes, it's been enjoyable, yeah.
And can we look forward to connecting with you in the very near future?
Most certainly you can.
We want more tales from Ian Paisley, certainly.
And, I aced that.
Very good.
You certainly did.
I tell you, she's going high fives around the rest of the sort of people in the studio now. It's fantastic. Just getting that script. We worked so hard, Ken. You've made a young girl very happy there, Ken.
Oh, well, made
fantastic.
My day.
There we are. Our reminder, of course, it's oldcenturysounds.co.uk. Ken Meller will return very shortly. Take care now.
Thanks, bye.